Okay, we're on week 5 of the increase of Christ for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Oh Lord, increase in us.
Amen.
To build up your church.
Amen.
Week 5, so the let's read the title of this week together. Is anyone missing this? Not have the materials?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe come some, share where we come. Yeah, great. Okay, let's read the title together.
The increase of Christ in the believers in their spiritual progress and growth in life.
Amen. So we saw in the previous weeks that there is the increase of Christ. Certainly, we know this phrase in John 3, where it says, "But he must increase, but I must decrease." And we saw in the previous week that there is the increase of Christ portrayed in the book of Acts, where we see that the continuation, the book of Acts did not end, but he's continuing, and actually this continuation of the book of Acts is the increase of Christ. And we also saw the increase of Christ in the Gospel of John, where he was a unique grain of wheat that fell into the ground to die,
right.
But out of his death and resurrection, he brought forth the many grains.
Amen.
This is his increase.
Amen.
And we were brought to the realization that the increase of Christ is not merely that we're crossed out and Christ is everything, but actually through his death and resurrection, there is an increase, there is a spread, there is a continuation, there's even a surplus. And that is his body. That is his body. Last week we went over that the increase of Christ is through the one accord, and it's with prayer, the Word, and the Spirit,
amen.
And the homes.
Amen.
And so, to really be brought forth in the increase, the increase of Christ is through the one accord. So we need the one accord among
amen.
Us.
Amen.
And the only way we saw last week, the only way we can have the real one accord in the whole universe, apart from all the even the outside entities of seemingly union, is actually we need to focus on Christ.
Amen.
We need to pay attention to Christ.
Amen.
We need to attend to Christ.
Amen.
Be attuned to Christ.
Yes.
And actually, when we hear his voice, we see him, all of us, we're just brought spontaneously in one accord. Out of the innermost part of our being, we focus on Christ in our spirit, and out of this, out of our registration with Christ, out of our correspondence with Christ, we're just brought into a harmonious one accord. With the Spirit, the prayer, and the Word.
Amen.
And so this week we want to see that the increase of Christ is in the believers being their spiritual growth, spiritual progress,
right.
And growth in life.
Amen.
And so there's two aspects to the increase of Christ that the brothers wanted to bring out. Number one. Increase of Christ is outward. It's in the numbers. We need to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth. This must happen. There must be an actual increase in numbers in the church. And certainly, that's what we have a heart for here in Piscataway. We want more to be added to the Lord and to be seen and testified at the church in Piscataway. So there's a burden that we do need to go out. We need to contact people on this earth, get them saved, have them receive the Lord, and be baptized into his death and into the body of Christ. They need to be added to the church. But on the intrinsic aspect, and perhaps the more important aspect, we see that there needs to be an increase of Christ within us. We all have his life in this room. We're regenerated by his Spirit. We're saved by his life. But there needs to be an actual increase of Christ within us. And that is our spiritual progress, and that is our growth in life. We can never neglect this aspect. And no matter how many times we hear it, we just realize, Lord, grant me today's normal growth in life. We really need this. We don't want an abnormal growth. We want a normal growth in life day by day. This is how Christ will actually increase in us, so that we actually become the increase of Christ a.k.a. the church, and a.k.a. the body of Christ. Okay, let's read a few verses, because I think the verses that were brought out this week were quite good, and we read. Okay, let's go to day one. So the verse is Luke 1, chapter 1, verses 53.
Hungry, yes, with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
And then let's read Matthew 5, 6.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
O Lord, make us the hungry one.
Amen.
Lord, make us as hungry as when we first believed into you.
Amen.
This is the primary requirement, that we need to pray for our spiritual hunger. Without a hunger for the Lord, there's not a real way to go on in our spiritual progress and in our growth in life. Okay, let's read Ephesians 4:15.
But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head of Christ.
This is our direction of growth. We're growing into a person. This is our aim. This is our trajectory. We are growing into Him in all things. But all things actually means all things. So this means our spiritual growth, certainly. But even in our human things, things that we need to take care of in our human life. Actually, I don't know. This verse is so revolutionary. Actually, even in the things that seemingly have nothing to do with God, we could grow up into Him in these things. So, like, if I make a common mistake, like I forget my wallet at home every day, I'm like, oh, I forgot my wallet. And then, but I can grow up into Him in that thing. Interestingly, you're like, Lord, I need to grow up into You in not forgetting my wallet at home. So there is actual growth in life. It's not just a human cultivation. It's not just like, oh, my memory is terrible. No, we can grow up into Him in this thing.
Amen.
Into Him in that matter.
Amen.
It's very practical. It's all things is all things. From the small, seemingly trivial, but it's important if you forget your wallet, to the big things, certainly in our Christian life and in the church life, we're learning to serve. That is, we need to grow up into Him in our service.
Amen.
And He is the head of Christ.
Amen.
So, He is the head of Christ, so this is not an individual. Of course, we need to personally grow up into Him, and individually, personally. But we see that in this verse, who is the head of Christ? All of us, as the body of Christ, we need to grow up into Him, who is the head of Christ. Okay, and let's go into Ephesians 3:17 on day 3. Ephesians 3:17.
That Christ may make His home in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Amen. This is the heart of the Bible. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith. The Greek word here in making His home implies that there needs to be making His home downwards, inwards, going down. There's kata in that Greek word, in Greek, and it implies deep down. So we can say, oh, that Christ may make His home deep down in our hearts.
Amen.
We can pray, Lord, make Your home deep down in my heart.
Amen.
And it's through faith. So we're not relying on our feeling, like, right. Lord, are You making Your home in my heart? Because I feel really bad. Well, we just pray, through faith, Christ, make Your home deep down in my heart.
Amen.
This is our assurance. His word is our assurance. Yes. And He's actually doing this through faith. That You being rooted and grounded in love. Amen. And let's go into day 4, Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19.
My children, with whom I travail again in earth, until Christ is formed in you.
This should be our, as it was for the Apostle Paul, when he took care of all the believers, especially here when he wrote the book to the saints in Galatia. He says, my children, and he travailed in birth until Christ was formed in death. This should be our view in taking care of one another. We should have the view not that, oh, you did something right. Oh, you didn't make a mistake. where you're a better person now. You're a you seem a little better. Your act is like kind of like it's a little more moral, perhaps more ethical. But actually, we should have a view far beyond the outside realm. But we need to have a view until Christ is formed in you. This is how we shepherd. This is how we minister life. And this is why we minister life. And to the point of which we minister life is to until Christ is formed in you. Something so imperceptible. We can't really see it, but we want Christ to be formed in you. That is the object of our care, our time spent with each of us. In our shepherding, we want Christ to be formed in one of us. This is what is trustworthy, and this is what is of value in our care for one another in the church. And let's go to Ephesians 4:23 on day 5. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, in Romans 12, 2.
And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
Okay, we're all the same in this way. We all need the renewing of our mind. We all need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. None of us are an exception. None of us are more, I don't know, on another level. This is the same for all of us, regardless of what we've been through, regardless of what we think we possess. We need to pray, Lord, my mind still needs to be renewed. Renew my mind.
Amen.
And transform my soul.
Amen.
By the renewing of the mind. We know the mind is the leading part. It's the central part of our soul. It's what really controls our, kind of like controls us. What our mind thinks is how our emotions will follow, certainly, and how what we decide in our will. We need to pray, Lord, renew my mind.
Amen.
And I think the brother brought out here that we can really know how much we've spiritually progressed and how we've grown in life by how much our mind has been renewed. How much we consider the things of God, but not even in an outward way like that, but how much do we have the consciousness of God in our daily life? How much do we perceive Him? And even in all the little things that we do, we go to work, we study, how much are we able to just have Him to open up and to receive Him and take Him in and have Him to be a part of our life. Our mind is the central part. We know how much we've progressed spiritually, how much we've grown by how much our mind has been renewed. And lastly, let's just look at this encouraging verse in day 6. Let's read this together.
So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who offers it to you, both the willing and the working for His good pleasure.
It is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working. We need not despair. We need not be disappointed with our own past, our own record. It is God who operates in us. But there is a responsibility. We need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But as we do so, we're immediately supported. We're uplifted with the God who operates in us. We're not alone in our spiritual progress and growth in life. Actually, the more when we turn our heart to Him, He's there. He's waiting for us. His Spirit is there waiting for us. And actually, we turn, He immediately supports us. He immediately sustains our will to choose Him. And in so doing, He's operating in us, both even the willing and the working. We go pray, Lord, I'm not so willing. I don't know what it takes for me to be willing. But He is operating us, both the willing and certainly the working, for His good pleasure. So we want to see in this week, Roman numeral 1 and 2, that the increase of Christ in the believers, being their spiritual progress and their growth in life, is number 1. On the spiritual progress side, it is the increase of the element of Christ within the believers.
Right.
And number 2, in the growth of life, it is the increase of Christ in the believers. It's nothing more than that. Let's break it down and make it simple. It's the increase of the element of Christ within the believers, and it's the increase of Christ in the believers.
Yeah.
Maybe we can bring out more of these points in our sharing.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? Just like last week,
Maybe we could all just try to keep it to around a minute and 30. I think there's so many of us, and we would like to hear from a lot of saints. And I think we can have at least 20 to share. And then we can also end the meeting on time. So,
amen.
Is that okay?
Amen.
To have the realization that our spiritual progress is the increase of Christ. Easy to think, oh, I need to change something. I need to have a, you know, I need to think a different way. I need to have a different behavior. But today it says that our progress is not merely, on day one it says, our progress is not merely a change in our outward expression. So on Ephesians, on day two it has Ephesians 4:13, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God. So here's the part. And a full grown man at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
So our spiritual progress is to arrive at the measure. So look at shepherd. Can you stand up for a second? So look at shepherd. Right here, there's a stature. There's a stature. And the stature has a measure, a fullness. At the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So look at shepherd. There's a fullness. That shows the growth, the increase of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was encouraged and assuring that Christ must be our fullness.
Amen.
And we need to pray for spiritual hunger. And in day 5, it says, how can we be rescued out of the old man and into the new man? Christ must be our focus. How can we be delivered out of our peculiarity and into God? Ephesians 4:23 reveals that it is by being renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
This is the regenerated spirit of the believer mingled with the indwelling spirit of God. And such a mingled spirit spreads into our mind, thus becoming the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
It is in such a spirit that we are renewed for our transformation. The spirit is with our spirit, and our mind is the main part of our soul. But our spirit needs to invade our soul and take over the main part of our soul, our mind. Our mind needs to be invaded by the spirit. And I just ask the Lord, you are formed in us so we can be conformed to your death. Lord, you must increase and we must decrease.
Amen.
I'm doing similar aspect. I was reading with a student this week, a book by Andrew Murray, and he was talking about, you know, Christ actually needs to be the increase in us to the point where Christ becomes our personality. And the reason I like that word personality. So a lot of things come with a person's personality, the way you talk, the way you do things, the way you just interact with people. There's a lot of different aspects that make a personality. It's not just like one thing that you can say that's that person's personality. There's many aspects together that make a person's personality. And if we allow Christ to come into these many, many aspects that makes us peculiar people, we're all peculiar, we're all very strange in our own ways. We think we think everyone else is peculiar and we're okay, but actually everyone else thinks you're peculiar and you're not okay. So let's just get that clear in our heads. But Christ actually wants to enter into our soul and be all these things to us. And so, but the hardest thing, as we learned in the last couple of weeks, especially in being one accord, is our peculiarities. It's so hard to allow the Lord to come into these things. So may our prayer just be, Lord, we want you to be our personality. You know, just work in us. And the way for the Lord to deal with this is to go deep, like our brother said. Because our personality, our peculiarities are deep in our being. They're really ingrained in us. They're hard to deal with. But if we allow the Lord to go deep down into our soul, the Lord will be able to have a way with us.
I enjoyed this week that we need the increase of Christ within us. And many of us equate the increase of Christ with a change of behavior. So how do we know whether I love because, you know, I just naturally love something, or that I'm humble because I was trained to be humble. I lived in a humble place and I was humble, so I'm a humble person. Or how do I know? How can I differentiate between behavior and really the increase of Christ? And that really is really hard. We really have to come and open to the Lord, to let Him fill us from within, so that He can spread from within, and then Christ will live out of us spontaneously.
Amen.
This morning I was enjoying in 11:59, the second verse, which is, "Shining one, how clear the sky above me." And then it says, "The holy flames of God consume me."
Amen.
Until I'm just left with thee alone.
Amen.
Some of us, we need a big blow from the Lord to let the flames of God consume us so that nothing is left except the Lord.
Amen.
Because when the Lord gives us a big blow and there our soul is completely shattered, then the life of the Lord can shine. Because His shining into us, His shining is what produces that life that can come out of us. And so we don't like that. We need to be consumed, and we need to let the Lord consume us.
Amen.
For real, so that when we contact the Lord, there is such a clear sky above us.
Amen.
When there's a clear sky above us, there's the shining, and there is the love that comes from the Lord.
Amen.
The humility that comes from the
Amen.
Lord. The humility that isn't ours, and we know that it isn't, but because we never had it before, or maybe we did have it, but it was false, or it was just a natural thing that we learned in our upbringing. That takes years of experience. It takes many years and many blows from the Lord. Many
Amen.
Flames that would consume us.
Amen.
So we never need to be afraid of the flame. I know that I am. But as the more we're consumed, the more the dross is burned and
Amen.
The life can flow.
Amen.
And then our behavior automatically changes, but we don't even know that it changed. We don't even notice that it changed. It just
Amen.
Did.
Amen.
Amen. Spiritual progress for us is not only addition, but also subtraction. I enjoyed the same point as well. I was just really struck by this section in day two. It says, the spiritual progress is the increase of the element of God and the removal of everything else. Whenever God's word removes something from us other than God, we have spiritual progress. We must continually ask ourselves whether we are shedding things. If nothing has been cast off from us for a month or a year, we have had no progress during that month or year. Brothers and sisters, spiritual progress on the positive side means the increase of the element of God, and on the negative side, it means the decrease of ourselves. I thought it was really interesting that a lot of times, I think many of us, we have the heart to progress in the Lord. And so we always think like, okay, I need something added to me. I need Christ added to me. I need the element of Christ added to me. I need, you know, the words of the Bible to be added to my mind. I need, you know, the truth and the messages to be added to me. And that's true. But actually, if we don't ever shed anything of ourselves, we just become more and more full.
Yeah.
To a point where actually, no matter how many messages you read, no matter how much of the Bible you read, you know, sometimes I just have this feeling like there's just no more room for it.
Right.
And it's because we're just so full of ourselves that you really just can't add anything more into your vessel. And so I just enjoyed that actually there's this two-fold process for spiritual progress.
Amen.
On the one hand, we need the adding of Christ's element, and on the other hand, we need the decrease of ourselves.
If we lose appetite, or we lose
right.
the feeling of hunger, I think we probably don't feel, we probably think it's okay, but actually that's what is scary.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, I think 2 days, I do, you know, when I read the Bible, I have this habit to read the Bible every day, but 2 days when I was reading it, I just feel I don't have the hunger. So I went through it, and nothing really coming down on me. I was reading Matthew's, I finished chapter 28 yesterday. But 26 and 27, I read it gradually, but I just let nothing get into me. But I have a sense this is not right.
Yeah.
So yesterday I just prayed to the Lord.
Wow.
No, I don't want to lose this hunger.
Right.
So praise the Lord, let him save me from this.
Amen.
So I very enjoyed yesterday with the Lord and chapter 28. You know, we need to, you know, the Lord is coming back and he has a commission for us.
Amen.
To preach the gospel of God's kingdom. So, here's just some of my testimony.
Amen.
I'm just passionate when you say that many Christians have helped to improve themselves by listening to sermons. Although sermons may help people to improve, they do not help them to grow in life. So, according to the Bible, the goal is to have more of Christ brought into our being. The goal in life is simply the increase of Christ in our being. I think a lot of time when we come to the meeting, we listen to a lot of things, and then was like, I think it's kind of sermon when you don't really touch Christ on your own. It's like, if you want to have the increase of Christ, you need to spend time. So I just pray like, Lord, whenever we come to the Word, we are not just reading it by reading a textbook. We were actually touching the Christ.
Amen.
Something real quick, just to follow up on Juwan's. I just have a sense sometimes when I'm during the week, and when I'm not studying, and then I'm reading the news, and I do this quite a bit. I go on New York Times and I read, and then as I'm reading, I'm like, okay, let's switch over to the life studies, and then I'm reading, and it's just a sense that I can't read the life studies or the Bible the same way I read a news article. Or an opinion piece,
right? An op-ed.
To do that would be to miss Christ. I just have, like, there is, I'm glad the conscience is operating, or the spirit is doing something, because I go to the life studies, or I go to the Bible, it's like, I can't bring all of that, what I just read, into what I'm reading now. To think that I would actually get something to get life, I need the blood, and I need the spirit to wash me. Freshman, even all the dirt of the world, I wouldn't bring that. I
we really need the Lord. And so in getting into that, I was just so appreciative and touched, like, yes, in these things, I need the Lord to be with me, to read with me, that actually something would be deposited in me. The Lord could shine a little light. He could deal with a little something in me. That's a real increase of Christ.
Amen.
This week I was touched by the need for some kind of seeing and revelation. And we need a seeing and revelation to see what spiritual progress is, to see what the general increase of life, growth of life is, and we need a seeing of where we are and what we're gaining, you know, day by day as we come through the Lord. I just like to, you know, in Roman number 1, point B says, we need to see our spiritual life as Christ. And the spiritual progress is also Christ. And as we see, you know, indeed, I was just so touched by this. We also need discernment.
Right.
That's point two. Very few are able to discern whether the change in the believers is merely an ethical change or a change due to the increase of Christ. So we need a lot of shining, a lot of, like David shared, it has to be a lot of spend personal time with the Lord, in which the Lord can really shine us in a personal way. And even for spiritual growth in spiritual life, you know, we see that, in point E, Roman number 2, we need a revelation to see that genuine growth in life is not merely a change in behavior. You know, we heard about these things, but how many times have we really had a revelation and a genuine seeing of these things? Can we really say, you know, Lord, I know what it means. I know what spiritual growth is. I'm able to discern it when I'm in it. You know, it's not that we'll be able to do it eventually, but really we need the Lord shining that, you know, we can really see where we are and we can see what genuine growth is. And only by the Lord shining can we really enter, you know, into this increase of Christ. So, anyways, I was just touched by that.
Amen.
I was touched by our will must be subdued and be in harmony with God.
Amen.
So, submission to God is good, but it's not enough. Our will should be in harmony with God's will. So, you know, the last Thursday, my wife and I, we have good plan to be a couple, but I plan to be a brother and sister. But she has her own way. She wants to plan to be a gospel friend. So, but finally, I subdued my way to hers. I said, okay, we can go. But inwardly, I feel I'm not happy with his. Aware. I was thinking, why you always have your opinion? You should say, this is my aware. I'm the husband and you are the wife. And she sent this. And she came to me and said, let us pray. You know, at that time I was so angry. I don't want to pray. I couldn't do anything. No, I don't want to pray. But finally, I feel like I want to sing a song. I sing a hymnal. And she came, when I sing the hymnal, and she came to me, and we sing it together. I love my master. I will not go out free.
Amen.
You know, after singing this hymnal, I feel completely my will is in harmony with hers. So I went to visit the gospel friend.
Amen.
And I can tell, Laura, Lord Jesus, when our will is in harmony with one another, the Lord is with us.
Yes.
So our will also should be in harmony with God's will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, it's so true. Okay. It's so true that most of the time we submit, but we are not harmony. But I think the Lord is going to work on us day by day.
Amen.
You know, when I read in the message, the first thing comes to my mind is I have to repent. Now this morning when I wake up, and the first thing my husband says to me is, you know, there's a bombing in New York. I was like, no, that's not true. And then I thought he's kidding, right? But he says not. So the first thing he texts my son, he wants to make sure, you know, my son is okay. But the first thing in my mind is, Lord, are you coming now? Because I'm not ready. I was like so a little bit scared because anything happening in the world now is like, it seems to me like, you know, the world, the globe is doing something, it could be coming anything. But I know I'm not ready. And so when I read the messages, just now I just like, I feel I not only had to repent to the Lord, I also had to repent to brother and sister because I'm not diligent living the life that God asked us to live. And that is need to be repent not just to the Lord but also for the brother and sister because we are alive together. So whatever we, the life we live, whether we according to the God's will, if we don't do it according to God's will, I don't know how to say it. It is a debt to the brother and sister because we are all in this life together. So we are not living according to God's will. It is a story to our brother and sister that we are not doing the right thing. So I feel like, oh, I have to repent so much things in my life that I just, you know, just like, you know, I don't feel like I'm living, you know, a life that according to what God wants, according to God's will, like harmony with God's will. We are so stubborn, you know, we are so stubborn in our nature life. But thank God that the blood is there.
Amen.
The salvation is sufficient.
Amen.
So we just have to be encouraging each other day by day, you know. We have to go on with this salvation and then keep on reading the message that, you know, will encourage us to each other.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy the day two, the addition and subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one brother Dennis shared after he came from the college and conference in Illinois. He said, I realized in the conference that I have preferences. And the Lord showed it to me. See, we don't have sin, we probably don't do nothing wrong, you know. But the problem with that sometimes is this, we have to decrease, not only like certain day to add it, but subtracting all these things that we have. You know, the church did a lot of those things. You know? I see all the time, some brothers might speak more, some brothers might speak less, they cut it off. So that's one thing we have to work on, because in the church there cannot be double standards. Cannot be. I've seen a lot of it. So that we have to pray for the Lord, make us decrease all these bad things inside of us so we can increase, you know, because I've been already in many denominations where you see that a lot. And I see it also with the timing when somebody speaks more and they cut somebody else, and that's not fair. So one thing I'm going to always say is the truth. When I see something is wrong here, I'm going to ask the Lord, please, show them. I don't need to speak. I show them, but when I see coming more and more all the time, I would have to share it. Because we cannot have this in the church life. Preferences, double standard, we cannot have this. And this is the decrease. The adding, like she said, we cannot add nothing to our vessel. We cannot decrease all this pride, the knowledge, everything we know, all these things inside of us. I ask the Lord, take all this garbage out of me.
Amen.
We have to put on the new man, but first we have to put off the old man.
Each one of us has the will. And each will has a certain degree of strength. It's a heart, right? So here there's the two steps. One step is subdued, our will, to God. And the other one is, you know, kind of harmony with God, it's the life. It kind of is like a heart, you know. When I read this one, it's like it spoke to myself, you know. No matter what and how we repent or we want to subdue ourselves, there is still a secret tendency for our will to become active once given the chance, which I testify that's very true. Yeah, I just wasn't exposed. If I have a choice, I wanted to escape sometimes, right? For many things. But I was also encouraged, you know, by Paul under this day six verse saying that
for it is God who operates in you,
amen,
both the willing and the working for His good pleasure.
Amen.
It's not me making will, make a very strong decision. I wanted to subdue myself to you. I wanted to do this from this day. I'm going to do this. Give an example. You know, a G1 can testify. I don't like to cook, even though I can cook. But you know, in the past, on the Fridays, we all have to cook, you know, for the college students. Every time I was, you know, kind of freak out because, you know, I have to work, I have to come home. It's always to get me in the stomach ache, you know, because I wanted to get in time. But these, you know, he said, I don't know what happened this summer when I come back. All these kids, you know, only cook. You cook so many times every week. You know, you always cook. Maybe you got burden from God. That's true. It's a burden from God. On the other hand, I did tell her, it's not, I have to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, one way we love God, and on the other hand, we have to fear God. Amen.
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 Just like I also really appreciated the last day coming out with something. So it was very easy to say that it's actually not enough just for one story. I remember this one time I thought, Lord, like spiritual progress, like you're not really going anywhere. I think it's enough if I just love you. And actually, it's not enough just for one thing, but it never was something else. So our ability to be subdued and separated from our natural tendency. And also, not just the people, but anyway, so I just appreciate this week also. It talks about the amount that you can increase in us depends on how much our mind is renewed and our will is renewed. So our ability to be renewed, our mind is renewed. And we have to be willing to pay the price. Not just the love, but of our will.
Somebody's small. We're going to miss out. All right. I drew a little portion from day one. I just want to read it. It says, some had a bad temper a year ago and still have a bad temper today. Others have changed their bad temper to a good one, have gotten rid of their bad habits, and have become well-behaved. However, the Christ in them has still not increased. A Christian's progress should not only be outward improvement, but should be an inward increase of Christ. So, yeah, I think this really touched me, because it tells us that for a Christian, our progress of improvement should not only be outward, but actually it should be an increase of Christ.
All spiritual progress depends on man's hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And after I read this, it kind of reminded me of two kids that I'm working with right now. So one is really petite, and he, like, when it comes to lunchtime, he does not want to eat. And, like, he even ends up being on, like, a feeding tube. Like, his parents are putting him on a feeding tube because he really, like, has a very low appetite. So he has to be force-fed. And then there's another kid, he's pretty husky, and, like, he just runs for lunch. Like, he's the first one there, first one done eating. So he just loves eating, and, like, he's always hungry. Whenever, even when we're done lunch, he's like, okay, one snack time. I'm like, okay, it's not fine. But, yeah, we have to be the ones who are, like, kid number two, the husky ones running and trying to get more of the Lord, you know?
I really enjoy day two. The sentence says that spiritual progress is being free from everything that usurps the place of God.
Amen.
So my prayer this week was that, Lord, what is usurping your place? So the Lord reminded me of this hymn. It's hymn 395. It says, O Jesus Christ, grow thou in me, and all things else receive. My heart be daily nearer thee, from sin be daily free. And the chorus says, each day let thy supporting might my weakness still embrace, my darkness vanish in thy light, thy life my best efface. So this is my prayer to the Lord this week, that he would grow in me, but all else things would be. So just like what John 3:30 says, I must decrease and he must increase. So here it says, it really struck me that I have a place, I have something that you said, the place of God, but I still don't know yet. So I'm still praying, Lord, I need your shining of your light to show me what is usurping your place. And I just really enjoy that we can just pray this prayer to the Lord. Lord, just grow in me and all things else to see.
Well, I think you see that, you know, that brother down there, you know, like the increase of Christ, we cannot fix that much. However, it's removal of something from us. We actually can tell. So I think that, you know, the Lord is so faithful that whenever we turn to Him, He would hear. He would guide us. After I started practicing 7 minutes with the Lord with young people, I found that my weakest part is compassion, just like our sisters. You know, like many times I think, oh, I read the Bible, I do this, I do that, I go to the meeting. But actually, I'm very lack of compassion. So, you know, actually, sometimes we may think that we actually don't say what we don't do things that are wrong. But then, you know, actually, we don't like what the Lord likes. We don't think what the Lord thinks. But, you know, these are, like, so tricky, you know. I still remember there was one time I read the phone. I was so annoyed. And suddenly, my phone died. I said, Lord, don't you know that I'm in 20 minutes? And then suddenly, you know, I was reminded that actually, you know, I really need to get to the Lord. This news, I probably don't need to get into that much. Don't need to be, you know, in that detail. And sometimes we receive people's email. We were like, oh, you know, I hope this is the last time. I either want to fight or I want to quit. But then, you know, the Lord said, I want you to come to me to have a rest. So praise the Lord that we can exercise our spirit every day. And we can exercise our spirit every time.
I really appreciated these two Roman numerals. The first one about spiritual hunger. I think this really is important because we all have it. We need to have a desire to not remain the same.
Yeah.
And so this principle is actually found throughout the scriptures. And I was just considering some more verses besides the Luke 1:53. For example, Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens." So if your spirit is full, there's no kingdom. As newborn babes, right, in 1 Peter 2:2, it says, longing for the guileless milk of the Word. We need to stay as newborn babes, longing for the guileless milk of the Word. But in all these things, I feel, wow, what a connection to John 3:30. That, yes, we're here for the increase, but, you know, that one word really touched me this week. But, right? He must increase, but I must decrease. And in all the sharing thus far, I think we realize a lot of times the biggest frustration for the growth in life is just ourselves. And it's funny, our brother brought up the matter of speaking. You know, one time I was sharing a message at Summer School of Truth, and afterwards a brother, a young brother, came up to me and kind of said something to adjust me in how I was, you know, presenting the word. And I just couldn't take it because I found out later on that he was a new one. It's not like, you know, John Cena or Brian. You've been here for a while, and you say something, oh, brother, you know, you should, you know, also speak to this side. That's what he said. But he was a new one. And I was like, you know, who are you? But, you know, I was just, you know, reminded. Actually, I spent some time with the Lord, and the Lord touched me. You know, it's not a matter of what he said. It's the reaction. The reaction that's in my being. And so a lot of times when you know, when saints, they say something, it's not whether or not that's of the Lord or it's just an opinion. It's you have to check yourself. How did you take it? Okay, if it was an opinion, okay, you know, that shouldn't bother me. But if it's really of the Lord, actually that's a perfecting word, right? So the point is actually us. I must
decrease, right? I have any reaction to a certain something, that means I must decrease.
Yeah.
In service, sometimes, you know, our attitude, you know what, it's just easier for me to do it.
Yeah.
If Benjamin comes along doing it, he's just going to mess everything up, I have to take time to... What is that? That's too much of myself. I must decrease. In our prayer, you know, when we have prayer meetings, sometimes we pray long prayers because we think, if I don't pray it out, then nobody else will. So it's too much I. Again, we don't trust the body.
Yeah.
If it was really on the Lord, then my brother John, he's going to follow and he's going to continue, right?
Yeah.
The Spirit will continue to flow.
Yeah.
So I appreciated this word very much.
Amen.
He must increase,
amen.
But yeah. I must decrease.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. I was impressed with the structure of the outline and also the title of this message, and actually the title of this entire conference. The title was, what I was touched with was the increase of Christ.
Right.
And I was considering, I was reading this outline, and I was like, you know, it just seems really repetitious. The whole thing is talking about the spiritual progress is the increase of the element of Christ, and real growth in life, genuine growth in life, is the addition of Christ, the increasing of Christ within us, Christ being brought into us and formed us. And I just kept wondering, like, yeah, aren't we, like, belaboring the point? You know, and I just realized, actually, it's because we really don't get it.
Yeah.
And as a brother, I have to keep speaking this to us, speaking to us. Because, actually, if you see in Roman number 1, I was touched, spiritual progress. And this word means progress. We do want to progress. But do we have a revelation to see what real spiritual progress is?
Right.
And as I'm speaking to myself, actually sometimes we think spiritual progress is these things. We think spiritual progress is overcoming something like this, doing something like this, doing morning revival every day, contacting students, going to the meeting on time. But do we have the view that real spiritual progress is related to a person, a living person?
Right.
And actually, as I was reading the outline, I was like, there's a point that says Christ came into our spirit as life.
Amen.
Wow. Saying there's a person now living inside of us.
Amen.
And now we need to open ourselves and let Christ spread within us. And I went into Webster's Dictionary and I looked up, what does the word spread mean? It means to move into a larger area, okay? He needs to move into a larger area within us.
Amen.
And he needs to fill, saturate, and permeate. And as such, fill means to occupy.
Amen.
Saturate, it means you need to free something to the point where there is no more room left.
Amen.
And permeate means until... It's something is so saturated until it can pass through. Anyway, I'm speaking a long time, but I was just touched that the Lord needs to give us a revelation and adjust us little by little to see. Actually, there needs to be a person increasing in us. It's all about the person. If you read these verses, it talks about he must increase. Right? It talks about that Christ may make his home. That Christ would be formed in you.
Amen.
I just want to share my testimony. A couple of weeks back, I've been to Virginia for a conference, for a Bible conference. And I didn't have a job at that time, a few weeks ago. So I was keep on praying. I mean, there was a very desperate situation in my life. I was going through hard times in my life. I've listened to the ceremony, and after the ceremony, during the offering time, I've just prayed to God, Lord, this is the last time. So, I mean, you know what my situation is like, and what I'm going through right now, how many hardships I'm going through in my life. So whatever I have in my wallet, I mean, I just offered everything to the Lord and said, Lord, I mean, this is what I have. I'm giving everything to you. So I need a job right away. Like, I mean, I don't have anything right now. So I no matter what, I have to find a job. So I just gave my offering to the Lord, and I drove back to my home. And in that week, I mean, I just got a call from an employer saying, I mean, you have a requirement. I mean, you have to face an interview. So on Monday or Tuesday, I've been to Pennsylvania for the face-to-face interview for the SQL developer position. So during the time of interview, I was praying inside my heart. Like, I mean, the interview went up to 1.5 hours, and I just prayed to God, Lord, I mean, Lord, if this is your will, I mean, if this is what you want to give to me, let your will be done upon me. And I was driving back to my home, and guess what? Like, while I was driving back to my home, I got a call from the manager, and he said, congrats, you have been selected for this position. I was like so much thankful to God. I got this inspiration from my dad. My dad, when he has a lot of debts to pay, when he has a lot of things to do, when he has like a tough situation in his life, he gave everything to God. I mean, he gave his salary, he gave his time, he gave everything to God. So I took inspiration from my dad, and this miracle has happened in my life. I just wanted to thank God, and all glory to God. Whatever I have, the job, it should be useful for His ministry. Say, whatever I have, whatever I am today, like I myself and my job and everything should be useful for Lord's ministry sake. So I thank you each and every one of us, one of you, like, I mean, who have been prayed for me. And all glory to God. Thank you. Thank God.
Is anyone else want to share this opportunity? Amen. I appreciate all the sharing about this week. Spiritual progress is the increase of the element of Christ within the believers.
Amen.
He must increase, we must decrease. In Luke 1:53, the hungry he has filled with good things. The rich he has sent away empty.
Amen.
I appreciate the beginning of opening word, right? Brother David said about then with as we can live this normal life, right? By the increase of Christ, we can live a normal Christian life. So all we have here is Christ.
Amen.
When we come to the Lord's table, the scatterway, yeah. We have the bread, the wine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord's table.
Amen.
Oh, the full enjoyment.
Yes.
We have Christ.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Christ is everything.
Amen.
Even me, I like to wear nice shoes. But I have nothing, right? All I have is Christ.
Amen.
And His body, amen.
Amen.
So we just praise Him, right?
Amen.
And we can enjoy and thank the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what Paul saw in Galatians 1:16, that Christ was revealed to him. And in Galatians 4:19, that Christ was being formed in him. This is how Paul was turned from religions, from culture, from tradition, to experience Christ, so we can experience this Christ, and preach the gospel of the kingdom. To no matter what it may be, if they're Hindu, Muslim, right? They need to hear this gospel.
Amen.
To everyone.
Amen.
Like in Joshua, it said, the Lord can turn them so they can possess the good land.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we can enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Even with all the difficulties.
Yes.
All the differences.
Amen.
And we can minister life to one another.
Amen.
Oh, and then hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, we want to be unloaded this week.
Yeah.
We want to unload ourselves.
Amen.
Lord, you know what we're capable of.
Amen.
You know where every single one of us is at.
Amen.
Lord, just come in as the loving God.
Amen.
Lord, just meet us.
Amen.
Speak to us.
Amen.
Lord, just be so gentle with us.
Amen.
We want to allow you to come in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want you to increase.
Amen.
We want to decrease.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, be our personality.
Amen.
We want you to be in our being.
Amen.
We want you to spread.
Amen.
Spread into our whole soul.
Amen.
Be our mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
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 Increase our hunger for you.
Yes.
Lord, we want to eat you more this week.
Yes.
We want you to increase.
Amen.
Lord, shine on us.
Right. Right.
That need to be decreased.
Yes.
You can have your way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your life could change.
Amen.
It's growing in every part of our being.
Amen.
Lord, we give this week to you, Lord.
Amen.
Take it every way you want, Lord.
Amen.
You're the highest, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Friendly reminder, cleaning. So if you weren't here this morning, please help Brian, or Brian will be stuck cleaning the whole kitchen by himself.
Yes, please.
Do we have any attendant or
for cleaning?
For cleaning.
I don't think there's that much to clean in the kitchen, actually. So we have to clean all the dishes, and then we have to clean and probably sweep them up. Yeah. So yeah, cleaning, mopping, and probably sweeping the dishes.
So Brian's got to head it up so he can gather the young people.
I think the other two people there are not in this. And I think this is when we did it that week.
12:15.
We are moving to sometimes the village of the family.
Oh, no, we're going.
Thank you, right? Yeah, yeah.